It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, did you see the story that Britney and Ben Affleck made out? And do we even care, by the way?
Wait, when?
A long time ago. Not like recently.
I was like, wait a second.
That would be crazy. No. That would be crazy. But Britney came out and talked about how at some point her and Ben Affleck had at least shared a kiss. And I just think, and everyone went, oh, interesting. So that was one of the things that came out yesterday. And then I don't know if you saw this as well. Jason Kelce said that all the Swifties have an unrealistic infatuation with Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs. I concur. Let me tell you why. I called my sister 2 weeks ago and I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm watching the game. I go, what game?
What game?
She goes, the Chiefs. Woo! Go Travis. I said, you don't like football. What are you talking about?
What? Right.
She goes, I'm watching. I'm very into it. And her husband was like, okay. And I was like, okay. And I was like, stop watching football just because you're a Taylor Swift fan. What?
Let me just put it into perspective for you like this, dog. The phenomenon is so crazy. Chiefs jerseys, in particular, Travis Kelce jersey sales, 400% up.
Jeez.
400% up. All 400% is Swift fans. I'm just tell you that right now.
Yeah, y'all better hope they make it. Because all you're doing is putting money in his pocket right now.
They've made it. You better hope they win it.
Yep. You know what? When you're right, you're right. Absolutely. This is what he said. Travis's brother, Jason, he joked that the Swifties have completely bleeped the integrity of him and his brother's NFL bracket competition.
I mean, they have. I know they have. They're messing up everybody's fantasy.
Including mine. Just stop. Let us live. Stop. Please, Lord. 103.7 Kiss FM. Who's crazy in love right before Valentine's Day? Raise your hands. Come on. Good job, DZ. There you
go. My hands up. Yeah, buddy.
DZ.
I didn't know that was like a literal answer question. I thought you'd just be, you know, theoretical.
It was hypothetical. Duh. Yeah, no. It was for real. So it's Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. And we were talking yesterday about ways you've been wooed back because I brought up the fact that Pizza Hut's got a breakup pie if you want to break up with your significant other. Like, I'll actually enjoy telling you it we're done, but if you want to send someone a pizza with a heartbreak right down the middle that says goodbye, you could do that.
If you want a clean break.
Yeah. But then DZ said, well, somebody tried to woo me once back with a cake or something. What was it?
Yeah. Well, because the whole conversation, I was like, man, that is wild. The things people do.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened to me. And then I had to eat my words because I went, wait a second. And yeah, it did. Them young days were different. And I remember at one point in time, I had an ex-girlfriend that tried to woo me back with not a pizza, but it was a certain pie. It was a cookie cake, right?
Oh, what did it say?
It's plain and simple. I'm sorry, take me back.
No, she wrote all that on it?
Well, whoever they went to go do it from, they wrote, it's like, happy birthday on the cake, right? Hey, can you write this on this cake for me?
Take me back.
It was a take me back take me back pie?
Yeah, it was a woo me back pie. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know how you know how guys woo
what?
Me? They send me texts that say they're really romantic. They say things like WYD.
Oh, acronyms.
What are you doing?
You ever get hit with the hey big head?
No, because then I would drive to their house and it would be on. There'd be no playtime. I can't think of a good story, but I want to hear other people's stories about when you've been wooed back or wooed in general, what somebody did. DZ got a whole cookie cake, baby, that said, I'm sorry, take me back.
And spoiler alert, we did not get back together.
I was going to say, yeah, you've been with your wife, so did you guys ever date again?
No. That had run its course, thankfully and blessedly, you know what I'm saying? And me and the homies ate the cookie cake, I ain't even going to lie.
Of course you did. What did you say? You just said, no, I'm good? Nah, I'm good.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say a single thing back.
I took the cake. I wasn't even home when it got delivered. I all of a sudden got home, and my mom was like, somebody stopped by with something for you. I was like, huh? Somebody delivered something for me? What? Sure enough, I go to the kitchen. Me and the homies are standing there like, hey, yo.
She sent a cookie cake.
Hey, yo. No disrespect, man. Everybody's in a great place in their life. I hope. That's actually really funny. But that was just probably one of my funniest woo back moments, because that was a first for me. And honestly, it was a last, too.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I want to know the funny ways or the great ways you've been wooed. Oh, the phone lines are already ringing. I can see them go. All right. 414-533-1037. You can text or call. Amazing ways you've been wooed back. Did DZ beat you with the cookie cake? We're going to find out next. Just wait. 103.7 KISS FM. 6 days and counting to V-Day. Who's ready?
You ready?
Hell no.
You're the only one doing a countdown. No, I'm joking.
You're right, actually. The irony. The single one. Why is the single one doing the countdown? We're talking about ways that you've been wooed. And let's just start at the top, because you know who's on the phone. And he's been in a happy relationship, so I don't know where this is going. But bring sexy back. Babe's on the phone.
Morning, babe.
I mean,
morning, babe.
Or you call him Michael in Hartford, like his wife, but we call him Babe, like his wife. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
Who wooed who here? What's the story?
Talk to us, babe. So, Kathleen and I started dating back in November of 2010, mm-hmm. and July of 2011, she realized I hadn't matured enough. I was 23 at the time, mm-hmm. hadn't matured enough. So she's like, you need to grow up a little bit. And I was like, all right, cool. I had gotten a big boy job and was making good money. And then right around Halloween the same year, we hadn't stopped talking in the 3 months. We had taken a break. And in the 3 months, around Halloween, she took me back, and we've been together for 10 years in July.
What did you do to get her back? Who wooed who? Thank you.
I didn't woo her at all. I just let her do her thing. I matured. Mm. I just tried being an adult instead of being an immature young adult.
There is a guy who I worked with years ago who openly talks about how he was a total jerk in his 20s, and he actually got his wife to marry him, and he changed his ways. And I'm like, I wish there were more stories like you and Mike, who want to grow up. Because a lot of times women hope for that and they never change, right?
Oh,
yep. So the fact that you did it is like, bravo. Well, you're a dude.
I'm still immature,
guys, obviously.
Michael, I have two sons. Babe, I have two sons.
We don't grow.
They're disgusting.
We don't grow up, we grow beards.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yep.
But we do mature. We do mature a little bit at least.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we're glad you guys got back together. Here you are.
I am
mutual
too.
Wooing.
Woo. Woo.
Okay, bye,
babe.
Bye, baby. I mean, babe.
Jennifer's in Franklin. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
She worried me because she said she thought she was getting wooed and it turned out to be a breakup. I'm dying to hear this story.
Wait. How's that work?
What happened?
Well, so I was dating this guy and he broke up with me and I was devastated. So, you know, this was years ago. So I'm on the phone, you know, a landline when those existed, talking to my friends, and I'm hysterical, crying.
Yep.
And he clicks in on the other line and he's
what?
Like,
and now
okay,
you have hope.
I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and we can go get some ice cream. And I was like, oh my God, like he changed his mind.
This is happening.
He's coming back.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're not really breaking up. So he gets me and he takes me to Dairy Queen and I get a Blizzard. And it was all to just like confirm that we broke up.
He took you out for ice cream to say he felt bad. So he thought, I'll do it again to her. I'll break up with her again to make sure we're cool.
He said, how do I make my cold heart colder?
Seriously. Okay. What?
Oh. fast forward 25 years, and we've been married almost 20 years with two kids.
Wait.
Dog,
you married the guy?
No. That did not just take that turn. What?
Maybe I was wrong. It wasn't just, he didn't just come back for ice cream. He actually had the agenda.
He did.
At the end of the day?
We actually separated for probably, like, I don't know, 3 years. And then...
Wow.
He knew he wanted me this whole time. So we had connections, like mutual friends, and he actually found me at a party he knew I was going to be at, and he wooed me back, and now we've been married and we have two kids.
Oh, well, good. He made up for the crappy ice cream date. That a boy.
I know, that's right. Have you had a blizzard since?
My friends do get a kick.
Only in the bedroom.
Double dump story. You know, like, oh, he took you out to re-dump you. Like, that's cold.
Jennifer didn't hear a word we said. Jennifer, we're making jokes behind you about blizzards and bedroom and ice cream. And like, you know,
she's thinking about her loving husband. We're over here just clowning. What's wrong with us?
Men are immature. Here I am. Look at me. Who am I? What the hell?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Depends on the day, depends on the mood, but here we are. What do you got for us today, DZ?
You're not wrong. Depends on the day and the mood for sure. But
I know.
Courtney wrote in. I know. Bam, you know. Courtney got a friend problem.
What is it?
She wants to know how to get her friend to stop bringing their pet everywhere. Just like that. It says, like I originally said, I need to help my friend stop bringing her dog everywhere she goes. No matter where we go, she has her dog with her. And it's not a service dog, all caps. Not a service dog.
Even worse.
She has the dog as a quote unquote emotional support animal. But I know that's just a way for her to always have the dog around without any trouble or so no one can say anything, but I feel like I need to. We've been everywhere with this dog. She brings it to work. And mind you, I love animals wholeheartedly. But seriously, I don't want to compare, but if I'm not bringing my two dogs everywhere, I'd hope she could too. Anytime she's brought her dog over to my house, it ends up terrorizing, making my pets act out of character, and I'm over it. Yeah. To be honest, she doesn't need the pet and ends up forgetting it's around half the time. I'm not calling her a bad pet owner, but she's turning into that friend.
Oof.
It really feels like she's more of an emotional support for the dog at this point.
Yeah,
through to her and explain that we don't need to bring the dog to get our nails done or to watch a movie?
Okay, I'm a dog lover, and this is too much. This is too much. Yes, it's ridiculous. You're not bringing a dog to get your nails done. It's ridiculous. Now you're just abusing the system of people who actually have service dogs. Those are the people you're actually hurting with this nonsense.
I feel that, though. Mm-hmm. I do feel that. But I'm almost curious to know what kind of dog it is, right?
Why?
Because it can't be a big dog. I'm thinking like a Paris Hilton pocket pooch.
Right. So get it out of here. Even that's what I'm saying. Like, I love dogs, but not every. It's like if you brought your cat somewhere, I didn't want to get it away.
I don't know, man.
Not everybody loves dogs, you know?
No. Not everybody loves dogs, but most people love dogs. And if the dog can go to work, dog is clearly able enough.
Just because the dog can go to work doesn't mean the dog should go to work. Remember, if the coworkers, if somebody's getting, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. But if you're working somewhere that allows you to bring your pets to work, it's got to be a pretty chill environment. I've only worked at one place in my entire life that allowed me to bring my dogs into work. And it was one of the chillest environments I've ever been in my life. Yeah. So I'm thinking the friend, Courtney, is the one that's maybe feeling it a little too much. She feels like maybe she's missing out on something. Because why would you compare yourself? I don't want to compare, but here, let me compare. I'm not bringing my dogs anywhere. You're not your friend. Y'all aren't the same people. If she feels like that dog is an emotional support animal, I can't tell you it's not. And that's why she went and got it certified or whatever it is. But let me put you on game real quick. What? In Wisconsin, as far as I know, you don't need to have a registered animal. So I don't know why that dog is registered, but she's doing it just so that she can bring it everywhere. She went above and beyond to go over everybody so that she could bring this dog to XYZ place, right?
Yeah.
You can't stop that.
No, but I do think the friend, if she's annoyed with it and doesn't want to hang out with the friend and her dog, can cut the cord, honestly. You're saying if if she's not going to cut the cord with the dog and you don't want, it's like any kind of relationship anybody has with anybody else. If I come out with you and every time you're bringing a person or a pet, it's not our time anymore. Now our time is divided between you and the other person or the pet. And now it's not the same. The dynamic is not the same when you bring a pet everywhere. I don't care what anybody says.
So you're saying cut the friendship.
Well, if she's not going to stop bringing the dog everywhere and it annoys you, what choice do you have at that point? You're either going to put up with it and sit there with the dog and be like, this is ridiculous. This isn't a service dog. You're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or cut the cord. You got one or the other choice. What are you going to do, you know?
No, I think you got a couple choices here, man. Where I'm leaning is you got to you got to do this very delicately. Mm-hmm. First, you got to start off with the dog at your house. Mm-hmm. That dog can't come over to your house anymore.
There you go.
That's your dog's space. And if you're saying that dog is terrorizing your pets, you have the full green light to go, hey, I'm sorry, I don't mean to do this, but we either can't hang out at my house or you can't bring the dog over anymore because your dog affects my dogs. Boom. Number one. That should start rolling things off. And then after that, put you on game to one more thing. You got to start picking places that are no pet policies. Y'all are clearly going places and picking it on purpose where you know you're not going to get trouble. Let's go, girl. Let's try something new. Let's go to this steakhouse. Blah, 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 blah. But you're going to have to leave the dog at home. They got a really strict policy. Pick places where you know they ain't going to let y'all in with that dog.
So listen,
emotional or not.
Emily, our friend, texted in and said, emotional support animals don't have public access. They only apply to housing laws. She literally could not do that. Only service dogs can.
So she's out here doing illegal stuff.
That's essentially what they're saying. It's factually incorrect that they can go anywhere they can't. I had to Google what ESA was. I'm not going to lie.
Emotional support animal.
Now I get it, right? But I don't know the laws on it. I know that a lot of pets aren't allowed in restaurants and things like that just for, you know,
food
health
safety.
Code.
Come on. Right.
But,
come on.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take everybody's calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. What should she do? Her friend won't stop bringing the dog everywhere. We'll take your advice next. Next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. So the problem today is Courtney's friend won't stop bringing her dog everywhere, right?
Literally everywhere.
Yeah.
To get the nails done, to go to work, to just hang out, to get the mail, to breathe, to go to the bathroom. Oh my gosh, my doggy. And we love dogs. I'm not saying that, but it might be a little much.
Yeah. Let's just go to the phones because they were blowing up. That's for sure. Our boy Evan in Hales Corners is calling today. Evan, I know you have a theme song. Good morning.
I do. Good morning. Good morning. Wait till I get my. All right, yo, so guys, I couldn't hear it at first. I had to make sure. It was
sorry, I got you. Oh, you're same questioning way. If I played the theme song? Really? You want to
make sure you're playing the right one?
You're gonna question me at my job?
Wow, really? Evan, bold.
With my theme song,
Evan,
here, so.
I have access to the drop button as well, which hangs up on you. So just hold on.
You said I got trauma from songs. No, morning, Evan, bro. What you
saying? All right, what do you think about this?
No, I came on here to agree with Allie. Allie, you got it right. You give that friend a stern warning, but if they're not ready to adhere to that warning, then you got to cut them off. I also would think of another. I have a friend. His name's Johnny. He has a couple Great Danes.
He called him by
name.
What
I would do,
Johnny with the Danes.
What I would do in this, with these Great Danes is, anytime my friend wanted to bring their little dog along, I'd be like, "Hey, John, why don't you bring your Great Danes along too, and see how your dog likes it hanging out with these two giant monstrosities."
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Ah, he'd be petitious.
Give him a taste of their own medicine. Honestly, give him a taste.
Mm-hmm. Do it back.
I like it.
Okay, all right, Evan, we like it. Thanks for calling. You said I was right, so you can go now. We're good. I'm just
Peace.
Kidding. Bye, Evan. Have a great day. Heather's calling this morning in Milwaukee. Hey, Heather. Hi. Is she cutting out every time she talks, or am I crazy right now? Maybe Heather dropped out. Maybe that's not Heather anymore. Fine.
Yeah.
We'll go to this guy.
This guy, I guess.
This guy. Tony and Racine. Good morning.
Yeah, I made the cut.
You
Thanks
made
for
it.
Dropping, Heather.
Get out of here.
Thanks for dropping, Heather.
Appreciate your bad cell service, Heather.
Jeez. All right, Tony. What do you think they should do? not my problem. Sorry, not sorry. Oh, Tony.
Well,
Well, I think they need to have a sit down and talk with their friend, because if she got her ESA support dog, then that means she has some type of mental problem and disability, because that's why you go and get these things with depression, anxiety, and so on.
Right, right.
So maybe the friend needs to step up and replace the dog with her presence. And if
she
can't do that, then she might need the dog. You don't know somebody's mental health unless you talk to them personally.
Right.
So,
correct.
Do I agree with all dogs like that? No, because I tried doing this with my lizards and they said no. So it's not fair.
I mean, nothing's limited on the emotional support animal, for real, though. He could have got the lizards registered, honestly.
No, I tried. I tried and they wouldn't let me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Tony, so, I'm not even going to acknowledge that you tried to make your lizard an emotional support animal. I'm just going to keep moving along with the show. So anyway, because you're weird. Okay, so.
And anyways, ZZ, I did go to a steakhouse in Milwaukee, and they had their dog underneath the table while we were eating steak at Rodizio's.
So no.
Okay, well, let's not call people out by name, especially places that serve good meat.
Okay.
Let's not, Tony.
Been the dog.
Okay, Tony. Well,
hey, yo.
Wow.
Hey, Tony's just saying, I've seen it, y'all.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it. And you know what? If you're that mad at your friend that has a support animal, then maybe you should support your friend a little bit more. Mm-hmm. See what's going on behind the scenes before you start assumptions. And who knows? Maybe she needs more help than you can offer.
Yeah, I think it's good to say, make sure she has a friend. If she's needing much support to even, that much social anxiety, she can't leave the house without a pet. Like, she needs a friend or a therapist. I would agree with that.
Tony's really saying,
yeah. Companionship.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you're not giving her the companionship she really needs.
Mm-hmm.
Support her more, and she might not need the support animal as much.
And make her face her fears. I remember I got so used to taking my kids everywhere that when I started going out without them again, it felt weird. I felt like I was, like, naked.
Yeah.
So, like, you have things. Yeah. If you're used to doing things with other people or always having things at your side, I could get why that's weird. So, yeah, replace it. I actually, Tony, from annoying and crazy to making a little sense. Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Growth. Have a good day, guys.
Growth.
Peace, man.
Tammy's in Sussex, last but not least. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, you heard everybody's advice. What do you think?
I agree with Tony, and I think, Allie, though, you're a little bit right, too, because it just depends on how invested she is in this friendship, because, like Tony said, yes, there definitely is something there that she needs to have this dog there, and it's not necessarily even that in the letter said that she always pays attention to this dog. It's just knowing that the dog is there within the vicinity is making her relaxed and calm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then she needs to understand, then she needs something to replace that dog. And is she ready to be that replacement?
Mm-hmm.
But because then it's going to be like, oh my God, you're too needy and you're too clingy. And there's that anxious attachment, you know, kind of going on again. But at the same time, she needs to sit her down and be like, hey, what is going on here that you always have your dog with you, you know, and have that conversation and be like, okay, I can support you or I can't support you because you need therapy, like majorly. Because sometimes people think their dogs are their babies.
Right.
Like people who don't have animals or babies, you know, their dogs replace that. And like Allie, you
they're
said,
the attachment could be unhealthy.
Yes.
Depending on the situation. I get
that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's where she has to really be careful and take it very delicately, like DZ said, because that's really going to really bring out some stuff that maybe she doesn't want to bring out.
You know what? Whoever texted this in, she needs to roll up a newspaper and train her friend. Bad friend. No. So, DZ, we do have Am I the Jerk coming up next. It involves something at the grocery store that happened to me, and people may say I'm the jerk, but I snapped. I'll admit it. So you guys are going to have to let me know if I'm the jerk when I tell this next. Before that, we need an update, because I started thinking, wait, what happened with the, I don't know if it was HelloFresh, but what happened with the meal delivery box that you got didn't know what to do?
Before we speak on you and your problem,
my problems
let's
are
back
next.
It up.
Hold on, what do you got, DZ?
Let's update about my old problems.
100%.
I got you. No, I got you, and I'll tell you exactly what happened. So if you missed it, listen back on the Odyssey app. But we got somebody else's meal delivery box sent to our house. It was the same number, house, different street, one street over. We didn't know what to do. It had been a few hours, so we decided to
keep it.
Put the contents in the from the box in our fridge. We contacted the supplier and said, hey, we got the wrong delivery. what should we do? Without hesitation, I mean, within like a minute of us sending that, they responded back and be like, we'll rectify the situation. Don't worry about it. Keep the box. Wow. It's free on us.
Oh, well, as it should be, honestly, because who's taking food back, right?
Well, right. At that point, it's been delivered to somebody else. I don't know what happened with that box. I don't trust it.
So you did contact them and they said it's handled.
We contacted the company directly, and this was before we realized that the persons who should have got the box, their phone number was on the box.
Right.
So we had already contacted customer service from the place, and they said, don't worry about it. We're overnighting a box to them. Mm-hmm. They'll get their meals. You keep those meals, right?
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
went, don't tempt us without having to go grocery shopping. So we've been eating these ready-made meals, or not ready-made, but these ready-to-make meals all week long, bruh. Dinner has been a breeze.
With no guilt. With no guilt.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zilch. Nada. Matter of fact, guess what?
What?
We're about to re-up our subscription to the same company.
It motivated you to get it back. You know what? Maybe that's a marketing scheme. They send it to you on accident. You go, this is great. I'm going to re-sign up. They tricked you.
They tricked me, because now we're like, this was awesome. We could do this. Think about it. You know, we could have a little leftover lunch for the next day. Now we're not wasting as much produce. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did the math, and it does equate. In the amount of food that we buy in groceries and then waste in groceries, we could get the exact portions that we need and not be as wasteful. Personally, I went, baby, I think we got to get back on that meal plan.
So you guys ended up re-signing up.
not yet, but we are gonna re-sign up. As soon as this free box is gone.
He said what he said. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
That's the update, dog.
We kept the box. We needed the update because we wanted to know what was going on. So thank you for that, DZ. There's our update on the box. They kept it, and now they're re-upping their subscription. It all worked out.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well. It's me. Hi. It's me.
It's me.
I'm the jerk. It's me.
or maybe not. Maybe not.
No, maybe I'm not the jerk. We're going to let the listeners decide, and you too, DZ. You can always send in your moral dilemma to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Shoot us an email or just slide into our DMs. They always start out the same, which is, I never thought I'd find myself writing into Am I the Jerk, but here I am.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Well, I put myself on the... on the fire before for Am I the Jerk?
Block.
So I'm prepared for this. But DZ, I want to know if I'm a jerk for what I did at the grocery store, because I'm not sure if I was completely out of line.
And well, those are those moral dilemmas that when you're not sure, you go, oh, was that bad?
I don't know. So I'm a self-checkout girl. I am self-checkout through and through.
Ugh, I know.
Full cart, self-checkout. Two items, self-checkout. Don't come at me. That's what I do. That is not what I'm asking if I'm the jerk. We
no
can have
judgment.
That another
no
day.
Judgment.
That can be an argument for another day. But I am a self-checkout girl, and I like doing it all. So I get up there to the self-checkout the other day, and I've noticed something different. That a lot of the self-checkouts when I go now, they're like hovering over me, which is a difference, because normally you can't find them, right? Or they're not there when you need them, right?
Normally? Bruh, anytime you actually need the self-checkout people when you're in self-checkout,
nowhere
to be found. When you're just trying to get up in and out, it's like all of a sudden they want you to answer a survey.
Right. You can't win.
Bruh.
So I'm at the store, and there's this guy in the self-checkout, and he's circling. And he's circling like a shark. And he's not just me, everybody. He's doing the circle. And I'm like, okay, they're trying to stop theft. I get what the guy's doing. But, like, just back off. And it got to the point where I felt like the guy was hovering on top of me. And I'm still checking things out. And he'd be like, don't forget the soda on the bottom. Well, now, thanks, Captain. Now my ego's getting mad. Now I'm like, you know what? I got it. I didn't need you to remind me.
Okay, big guy.
Wait to bring up the soda if I forget the soda. Until the meantime, just keep going and circling like a shark and leave me alone. So this guy is like on top of me. And I'm just
He was sniffing blood, though. He said, you're stealing.
I'm like, I'm not stealing. Get away from me. And so I finally snapped. And I was like, turned around. And I was like, can you back off? I was like, I, you're way too close to me and you're annoying me. And I don't think I've ever told a self-checkout person to back off because normally I know they're trying to do their job, but like enough,
right.
Enough.
It. Ooh, question.
What?
Do you remember how many times you felt like he hovered around
at
you?
At least
like
six.
A number.
At least six,
oh,
at least six
oh,
circles.
Geez.
But I thought, well, okay, he's doing his job. He's doing his job. This is, I'm cool with this. And then it got to the point where I was like, now you're just annoying me.
Okay,
now
my
you're
guy.
Overdue.
Right.
Now you're excited security guard at the self-checkout. Now it's too much.
Okay, loss prevention, chill out.
Now it's too much, you know? Like, I supported you in the beginning, and now you're just in my personal space. But the question is, am I the jerk? Because who am I to tell someone to get out of my personal space at a self-checkout that they're in charge of, right?
He's technically, he or she is technically in charge of those five, six, seven lanes that are open.
Yeah.
They got to keep circling.
Yeah.
That is literally what they're told to do, no matter what.
Thank you. But I also know I work very hard on keeping boundaries, even if it's the self-checkout guy.
And he pushed your boundary and you went, bro, you're making me uncomfortable.
And I didn't think he was going to like, you know, I was worried about him touching me or doing anything inappropriate.
No.
Was like, just hovering. And I was like, this is too much. Back off. You're making me crazy.
You know what this makes me think of? You ever like in public, and I already know the answer to this, but when you're in public and you could just feel somebody's eyes burning into the side of your face because they're staring at you.
Yeah.
All the time. And then eventually you look over, make eye contact. Look over again, make eye contact. Look over again and you go, all right, bro, you good? What's up? What's up? Everything okay over there?
Do you need something?
Do we have a problem?
It's like the staring. The staring, yeah. You want to stare?
It's like the staring. Enough times it happens, you go, okay,
enough.
What up?
Yeah.
What up? Right? So I want to say not the jerk, but fam, they're also just doing their
job. I know.
He's there 9 to 5, and was that the first time he got yelled at today? That day? Maybe. Maybe not.
Somebody said, not the jerk, if you wanted someone hovering over you in your groceries, you would have gone to a cashier checkout. Somebody said, not the jerk, it's annoying and you're wrong. Somebody else said, we already have secret shoppers walking around. I believe that.
That is true.
Because every now and then the secret shoppers are really bad. Every now and then you see
you can just tell.
You see someone following you and I'm like, what is it's got to be a secret shopper. We're not just running
into
each
other. They don't
have a cart. Yeah, nothing.
They don't have, right. You're following me around now because you haven't picked up an item and I've been in 7 different aisles, bro.
I'm like, I know you don't just want to know what type of spaghetti sauce I'm buying. Surely that's not why you're following me. That can't be. No way.
Ragu, baby, for the swagoo. Get up off me. Unless you're paying for it, get away from me. Bruh.
All right. Am I the
this
jerk?
Is why it's the moral dilemma. I don't want to answer.
Okay. Am I the jerk for snapping on the guy in the self-checkout and telling him to back off because I thought he was hovering over me too much? But again, I get that he's just doing his job. So 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number. 414-533-1037. And we're going to find out.
Allie.
Come at me.
Do you
I can
feel
take
bad
it.
About it?
No.
Question. Do you?
No. I do not.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Fine. I put myself in the hot seat. You can tell me if you think I'm the jerk because I snapped on the self-checkout guy because he was hovering and annoying me. Enough's enough. I can't.
He was just doing his job.
Yeah, but he was annoying, and he was all in my space, and enough. I know I got soda on the bottom of the cart. Give me a second, my guy. Chill
Don't
out.
Don't circle me 15 times.
God.
I got it.
So annoying. All right, Christina with the blue hair. She called in today, and she works at a grocery store, DZ, so who better to ask if I'm the jerk today?
Perfect. We got the expert.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning,
DZ. All right. Am I the jerk because I snapped on the self-checkout man who was hovering like a shark?
I'm going to say this in my catchphrase. Absolutely not.
Why?
I work at the grocery store. We're literally trained to make the customers feel welcome, safe, and invited so that they want to come back. We are to stand at the front of the self-checkout lane and look at an overall look, where we can see everything.
And that's not what he was doing. He was literally just circling and circling and it got awkward.
He was taking his job serious.
He was getting in the way, honestly. You know, the carts are there. He was, like, getting in the way.
You're better than me. I'm going to snap way before 6.
Really?
Literally, it has a scale on the bottom, and it goes ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah, right?
Need help. That's the job of the scale. It's not his job. Mm-hmm. He's doing too much.
Doing too much.
Yeah. Maybe he should go work for the DMV. I don't know what's going on. He's in the wrong line of business.
She said, go be a cop if you want to watch people all day.
She's trying to arrest somebody, big guy.
Don't antagonize the customers at work. Yeah. Don't help there.
Okay.
Be there to help them and get out of their way. That's the end of it.
Well, so far, okay. I got one, not the jerk, and she works at a grocery store. Thank you, Christina, with the blue hair. Amen, sister. See you later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Yeah, she made a lot of sense, though. Like, you're supposed to feel comfortable in the store with them around you.
Yeah.
Right?
I appreciate that they're doing their job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what she said.
But at the same time, they're doing their job, but are you doing your job correctly? You could do your job, but are you doing your job right? Mm-hmm. And after talking to Christina, I'm wondering if he was.
Yeah, she's saying he's making the customer experience worse, basically. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I get that, absolutely. All right, next up, she worked hard and got her own theme song. She's making a comeback, I feel like. Sarah is in Hartford.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. I know. It's been a while. I got to make a comeback. Make it worth it.
You got it, girl. I hope you're not going to call me the jerk, but if you are, it's okay. I can take it. Am I the jerk for snapping
I'm
on the self-checkout?
Triggered.
Oh, you're triggered? Good or bad?
Oh, say less. Oh. What's up?
This triggered me because I have, No, you're definitely not a jerk, but...
Yes.
Two for two.
I have been petty. Mm-hmm. Petitious. Excuse me. I've been petitious.
Okay.
Times in these situations, because when you get that overall vibe that you're being watched... It's a little offensive when you know why you're being watched.
Because you're taking it as, oh, you think I'm going to steal.
Exactly.
Oh, do I look like that?
Exactly. Ah. So when, like, the Christy and I had said that they're supposed to stand at the front and watch you, so that was the case, but I was still being watched, and I felt it. It was just
it's
piercing
annoying.
Me.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
I turned around, crossed my arms, and stared back.
I stopped and stared.
You.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
He stopped watching me.
That's the thing. Like, I openly admit it was my ego getting offended after a while of like, stop looking at me. I'm not stealing, which I get it, you know. But so some of that is ego. Like, let me be, because he's just doing his job. But at the end of the day, like, enough. I love it.
Well, it's really bad when they come and count your donuts when you're buying a dozen donuts and they say there's 13 in there. I said, okay, count them in front of me.
Chill out.
They
Hold
did
on.
Not.
No.
They did. Somebody,
I'm not kidding.
Don't say the store, but oh.
I'm not
going
to say the store, but it was the same place. I'm like, forget it. I'm done.
I'm throwing hands. Yeah. I'm throwing hands. No, bro, get out of here. It's a baker's dozen. Leave me alone.
And that goes back to what Christina said. You're supposed to make the customer experience good, not bad. Not, oh, I think you have 13, not 12 donuts.
Well,
is that going to change anything?
That was an accusation. I was like, you want the 99 extra cents, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
If you really need it that bad, come on now.
Woo-wee.
Yeah,
oh,
so. Should have
thrown the
Anyways,
donuts in
not
the air.
A jerk.
All right,
not a
thanks,
jerk.
Sarah. I commend you.
I commend you. Two for two, baby.
All right, girl. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, Patty's in Greenfield. Patty, I've had two not the jerks. I can take it if you think I'm a jerk. Am I the jerk for snapping on the self-checkout guy because I felt like he was hovering too much?
Round it out.
Absolutely not. I say not the jerk.
Oh, hallelujah. Go on.
Sweep.
You know, I agree with Christina, even though I've never worked in a grocery store. Aren't they supposed to stand in the front and just watch over? And if you need their help, they're there.
I would
These
hope.
This guy's acting like he owns the store or something. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not paid that much to worry about people stealing. These self-checkouts have cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't scan something, it alerts them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The self-checkout will stop if it thinks
I've seen it do it. I've seen it do
it.
It does it to me. It'll be like, and the other day I was like, wait, did I scan that? Because I had to look because something was off. And it was like, did you put the last item in the bag? And I'm like, yes.
Oh, that.
But
that.
It
okay.
also,
yeah, yeah,
it's
y'all
trying
right.
to
y'all
figure
right.
out, all that stuff.
He does not need to do all that. That
yeah.
is so extra.
Thank you.
That is so extra.
And y'all, man, are we missing the fact that all of these corporations, let's call them, because they're not mom and pop shops.
No.
All of these corporations have insurances set in place. If they lose out on a 99-cent sale because somebody decided to yank something, they got that covered.
Well,
if they miss out on a $99 sale because somebody decided to yank something, they've got that covered. This dude's taking his job too seriously. I didn't think y'all was going to sway me like that.
He's very serious. He's very serious. Did you say people actually texted in and said, I'm the jerk? I can take it.
Some
what
people
they,
did,
what they
G.
Say.
Oh, some people, and you already addressed this a little bit, but a few people texted and was like, Allie, let go of the ego.
I already said it was ego. I have enough awareness.
Somebody else said, you are the jerk. This guy most likely makes much less invest in you, and perhaps he had his boss speak to him about loss prevention, and he's trying to protect his job. We don't know his situation. Somebody else actually chimed in and was like,
"Loss prevention person."
Thank you.
Ooh.
It's not his job. To do that.
It's got the scale, it's got the scanner, it's got the cameras, it's got everything. I can't even tap into pay at the grocery stores yet. What the hell? Don't get me started.
Boy.
All right, so not the jerk. All right, thanks for calling, Patty. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
She's laughing because she knows it's ridiculous and I'm not the jerk.
She knows it's true. You're not. It was a sweep today. And, Brett, let me read this last text that I found actually really, really inspiring and enlightening.
Go on.
What if, we often forget, people might recognize this. What if he low-key knew you were Allie Faith and he was doing the good old circle trick because he just wanted to get close to you?
Aww, that's
what somebody said. What if he knew you were a DL celebrity trying to be low-key and he just wanted to be close?
My ego isn't that big, everybody. So, no, that was not the case because there were a lot of other people he was circling as well. And so it was not just me. But thank you for coming up with that idea. I don't think so.
Touché. But either way, not the jerk,
not
fam.
Not the jerk, baby. And you know what time it is now.
Oh, I know exactly what time it is.
We got to give away Usher tickets. So today, whoever wins, I'm going to let them pick their favorite Usher song and we'll play it when they win. How's that?
I love it.
All right. 414-533-1037. Caller 30 is going to see Usher when he comes to Chicago in October. And this show is going to be amazing. We're going to get a little dose of it at the halftime show this weekend. I'm so ready because yesterday we realized how deep Usher's catalog goes. I'm talking 25 years of hits. 103.7 Kiss FM. We got to give away these Usher tickets. And we're going to let whoever wins today pick the Usher song we're going to play because the catalog goes deep. So Jenna is calling in Milwaukee. Good morning, Jenna. Oh, I guess I could pull her up.
Good morning.
Hello? Jenna hey, was Jenna. Like, hello, answer the phone. Don't just keep me on hold.
Well, what are you up to this morning, Jenna?
Yeah, what's up?
I am sitting waiting to go into work, and I was talking to my friend, and I'm like, I have to go because I have to try to win Usher tickets, so I really hope I won.
Oh, my goodness.
Priorities, baby, priorities.
Have you ever seen Usher in concert?
I have not.
I remember him coming to town, and when he came to, like, Summerfest, like, at least 14 years ago, maybe 13. And so this is exciting that we're getting him back on tour again because you are going to see Usher!
Oh, my God. This just made my whole day, everything.
Now hanging up on your friend was worth it.
Seriously.
Yes. Because I'm going to bring her.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
She's probably listening right now going, I can't believe we're going to Usher. No way.
Consolation. Oh, let's go.
This is crazy. Well, Jenna, you and a friend going to see him in October 28th and 29th. He's going to be at the United Center, and we're sending you one of those 2 days. And, of course, we are letting you pick the Usher song of the day because the catalog is deep. So what's your favorite Usher song?
What's your jam?
Nice and slow.
This girl. Say
way
less.
Way to age yourself, Jenna.
It's a way to age yourself, but say less. I got you. Congrats, Jenna. Kiss FM. Well, it looks like there's some rumors going around about who might be joining Usher on Sunday at the big game.
Fingers crossed.
They kept saying, it's just going to be Usher. Lies. There's no way there's not a guest. And we have thoughts. And you heard a rumor about two possible guests, DZ.
Heard from a birdie.
Ooh, we'll talk about it next. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This Sunday it's happening, the big game, and Usher is doing the halftime show, and they've been saying, it's just Usher. Yeah, right.
Sure.
What kind of halftime show is one person? I don't think so. I don't care if Rihanna did it alone. We need a guest, you know?
Well, Rihanna didn't do it alone. She did it with baby in tow.
That's true. There was a baby. That was the big announcement last year, was that Rihanna was pregnant. We all lost our minds, right?
That was the feature artist, her pregnancy.
Oh, my gosh. And remember all the memes of the dancers after Rihanna of the suits? Remember the memes for, like, months?
Because everybody got to keep the suits.
They look like aliens and stuff. Remember that? Oh,
I loved
it.
I was trying to get a suit. I ain't even going to lie.
That was amazing. What's the rumor,
though? This year's
no
different.
Yeah.
Everybody's speculating. And after yesterday, there's only more speculation going down because Apple themselves dropped a little teaser, if you will, and said, where's Usher? Released. And then X took it and ran with it because they went, who else did we see inside of this promo looking for Usher? We saw Lil Jon. We saw Ludacris. What two very big songs do they have?
Come on.
Yeah.
They're
lovers and friends.
They're definitely doing yeah. If they don't start or end with yeah, yeah, I'm mad.
Yeah, y'all messed it up.
Yeah might be one of people's favorite Usher songs, even if they won't admit it. That's like the one song that gets everybody dancing no matter what.
It's a straight banger.
Yeah.
it's like, a straight banger. Take that. Rewind it back. Lil Jon.
They might do Lovers and Friends too. You're right. So, okay.
They're great bots.
They're definitely doing the rumor.
Rumors going off and on and off again that... So, lo and behold, and nothing confirmed, nothing specified, but after yesterday, everybody feels like it's confirmed that Usher and Luda might be pulling up on you for the halftime performance.
Ludacris will go. He's got...
You think so?
Yes. Yes.
Ludacris is going to be there regardless. Mm-hmm. But performing, that's another story. Yeah. You feel me? Well, I think they better do something.
Remember we saw Ludacris at State Fair? It was great. Last year, we were at the fair, and we took our listeners, and it was such a great show. And, like, Ludacris is good. Like, he's going to be out there, no doubt.
He's performing.
Like, he's still performing. He's coming. So, Ludacris, Little John, Usher, you heard it here. We're calling that they're doing yeah.
Fingers crossed, for sure, at least.
Look, if the internet said it, it's true, okay?
Facts. No disagreement here.
Jenna in Milwaukee was our big winner today for Usher tickets. Another pair tomorrow at 7:45.
Congratulate Jenna today. Maybe we congratulate you tomorrow.
And we're excited because Usher's going to be performing this weekend, and he's got a great catalog. We just talked about how there's rumors that Lil Jon and Ludacris are in the building, so you know we might get yeah with everybody involved, and we're excited about that.
No pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next, though, DZ, I have finally pushed it too far. I did it.
Finally? What do you mean, finally? I feel like we do that every day.
You're right, we do, actually. But I did something when I was driving, and I always do this. Well, I might have gone too far. And I feel like people are going to relate to this in their cars. It's not something we should do, but it's something I did, okay? And I'll tell you next. We're going to discuss. 103.7 KISS FM. Disappointed my own self, DZ. Let me tell you what.
I'm also disappointed in you, Allie. How dare you?
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Nope. I'm just still disappointed already, though.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. I think I pushed it too far for the last time, and I won't do it again because I am not the person who likes to go get gas when the gas light comes on. I will just keep driving. I will look at the fuel.
You're one of those.
I'm one of those. I'm like, oh, I got 40 miles. Come on. 40 miles?
That easily means 80 miles.
That's like 4 days.
That's all next week, baby.
Man, come on. So the other day, my gas light came on, and it was so low, I didn't even realize. Like, I didn't realize it was about to come on, but we were on our way to basketball or something. So I just kept going. I was like, well, I'll get gas in a second. And then we went home, and it was like 9:30 at night, and we were getting home late from sports. So I said, I'll get it in the morning. And of course, I get up in the morning. I'm running late. There's no stopping for gas in the morning. Okay, so now we're pushing it. I mean, we are pushing it.
You're on fumes.
And after the show, we got done with work. We did our stuff. I left. I stopped down the street. Oh, my God. You know what it rang up as? You know how my car takes 14 gallons? My SUV? Do you know what it filled up to? 13.998.
Oh, you were literally on empty. The reserve tank was gone. Everything.
I'm not going to lie. That scared me. I've never gotten that low before. And I was like, whoa, you pushed it a little too far this time. You pushed it too far. So then I was like, never again. I think I'm actually going to go when the light comes on because I was this close to ruin my own day. You know?
Yeah. Well, your own day and your own car. That's not good for the engine to run out of gas, quite frankly.
I believe it.
But dude, you were literally two drops away from being empty and on the side of the road.
Isn't that crazy?
You barely made it.
And let me tell you another crazy story. My cousin one time, this is the wildest, like, it just happened weirdly. My cousin was about to, I don't know if she stopped on the side of the road. She was running out of gas. Well, the way she stopped was like on a hill, on a slant almost. So her car is not on its side, but it's tilted. And the little bit of gas still in the tank now is like was not getting up. It wasn't connecting somehow because she had just enough. They had to like leave and go fill up this tank because her car, I don't know what was going on. It was wild though.
It wasn't turning on though. And that's what happens, bro. You run out of gas, everything stops working.
You're done. Yeah. I've never gotten that close. 13.998. I had to write it down because I was so ashamed of myself. And I went, you better stop.
13.99. You had one drop of gas left. One drop of gas left. That car said, thank you. Thank you. I needed it.
I'm starving my poor car. It's like, why don't you feed me?
Help.
I want to know how close people have gotten to running out of gas. And a lot of people probably have just pushed it and then learned the hard way. And there's probably going to be somebody calling in saying that it happens all the time. I don't know.
Yep.
You're crazy. And
oh, there's no need for a call in. I'll do it right now. I do this all the time.
Have you run out of gas?
No. Because okay. I got a rule of thumb.
What's that?
I've worked the system and I know how to work it now. So when your car normally hits E, it's not actually on E.
Right.
You got anywhere between like 2 gallons to 5 gallons-ish, depending on the car, if they have a reserve tank. Now with the updates and people going electric, there's less and less reserve tanks.
Right.
Side story. Right. Yeah. But now, cars with gas, our cars in particular that do both, you get a little bit of a leeway. So if you know you're running on E, you've got generally 5 miles, which, depending on the speed you travel at, is technically 10 miles.
That's the problem. I'm a speed demon, so I'm already killing my own gas, but go on.
So as long as you don't go 20 miles over when that light comes on, you should be good. I have never had myself run out of gas on E if I keep it under 20 miles. Bruh, it's perfect. Perfect. So you got to count. Once you see that it's on E, that light comes on, and you are on actual you got to start counting mileage, dog.
I would challenge you on that, because what about like when you have doesn't the air conditioner eat up gas and stuff? So if you have other things going, it could affect you that, right? Or am I crazy?
I think it's the other way around. Oh, no, the heat doesn't take up gas.
The AC
does take up gas.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, what if I think about stuff
you
got to
cut all that.
That's what I'm saying.
You
got to
cut all that. You got to turn it off.
You got to be sweating.
Smart with it.
You got to be sweating in your car.
Crack a window, baby, but not too much, because that doesn't help with the aerodynamics. You need all that for travel.
Seriously, 414-533-1037. I want to know how close you've gotten to running out of gas, or maybe you just completely ran out, and we want to hear that too. DZ's theory is you have 20 miles left.
But 20 miles once you hit E.
But turn everything else off. There should be no air on or anything. You have to. In fact, you should be in silence. Then the radio
you can't even breathe.
Down.
You better hold your breath.
Don't breathe. Don't roll a window down. None of that, because we might have an issue. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ talking about how I really pushed it to the limit with my gas tank, because my SUV holds 14 gallons. And the other day when I pulled up to the gas station after driving as far as I could, it filled up. I had 13.998.
You better round up. You filled with 14 gallons, a 14-gallon tank. You were on E, dog.
I scared my own self with that one. I went, ooh, you pushed
Allie
it too
said,
far.
Push it to the limit.
Yeah, it was a bad idea. It was a really bad idea. But we asked everyone, how far have you pushed it? Maybe you have run out of gas. You got farther than me and actually ran out of gas. Sarah's in Delavan. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right, how close have you come, or did you completely run out of gas? Fess up.
So I've done both. I call it living on the edge, I guess. I'll be driving, and I'll have, like, my destination set, and it'll tell me, like, how many miles I have to go. And then, like, my gas light will come on, and it'll say how many miles I have until I'm empty. And I've gotten within, like, a half a mile to, like, the gas station before I run out.
Yeah.
No.
That was me, probably. Yeah. That was probably me when I did this fill-up. I was at the end. I was done.
That's when you put it in neutral and coast.
I do get super nervous, especially like if I'm driving on 43 and I'm like, oh crap, I'm going to be going uphill right now. And I have like 5 miles to go and like maybe 6.5 miles until I'm empty. I'm like, I'm definitely, and I've run out of gas twice and it's awful. And my husband's like, I tell you not to do this. It's bad for your car. And I'm like, yeah, well, fill it up for me then.
She said, I live the way I live. You want to change it?
I mean, do it. Yeah, kind of. Wow. So she's like, and I did it. She did it twice, which means she has not learned her lesson and never will. Let's just call it what it is.
No.
Fine.
My gas light actually came on right before I heard you on the radio. And I was like, should I turn around? The gas station's right here. No, I'm going to go home and I'll fill up later.
Of course it did.
Sarah. Call us back when you run out of gas in 10 minutes.
Yeah, Sarah, go to the gas station, would you, please? Please, Lord. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
And when you get to the gas station, put the Odyssey app, because you got to get out of the car, and you can keep listening on the Odyssey app to us. There you go.
That part.
Bye, Sarah. Have a great day.
Bye. You too, bye.
Matt is calling from Waterford. Hey, Matt, are you a run out of gas guy?
Wait, no, where's your gauge at? Are you in a car? Yeah. Where's your gas gauge
right
at?
Now. Yep, it's full. It's full right now, I promise.
Of course it is, right?
Good.
Yep. Yeah.
Better right than Sarah.
Now. What do you do? You never run out, huh, Matt? Is that what you're about to say? Let me hear.
Nope. So I have two crazy stories on two sides of the spectrum. So one, 20. I think I know my car. I can get there. I'm headed to McDonald's on Highway 100 in Layton. Run out of gas right on the curve, right on 894 when you're supposed to get up on the expressway.
On 894?
That's dangerous, dog.
Yeah.
Yep. So you're not even supposed to stop there. So I'm in the yellow, but I'm like, I got to go. I have an appointment to get to. I'm with my mom, luckily.
I'm going to McDonald's.
I got to go. I jumped the fence on 894. So there's like a dark fence that's separating the highway to
stop there. Matt,
I know what you're talking about. People are driving.
Yeah. They're driving by it right now. They're driving past us on 894, totally going, he did what? You jumped over
the fence? He jumped that?
So meanwhile, police stop my mom. They're like, hey, what's going on? They push her to the park and ride.
He left his mom and he jumped a fence to go to McDonald's.
He said handle it.
He didn't even try to go to a gas station.
What a good son.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. So anyway, Matt, go on.
And then my second story, which happened just about a month ago, I bought an electric Mustang Mach-E. But it happened. Ooh. I got it right before the super cold. So now it's like -5. My battery zapped.
Oh, no.
I got about 19 miles to get to a charger. I've got 4%. I ride that thing for another 19 miles on 0%. Going 20 miles an hour, everything turned off. I'm super cold inside the car. Just got it in quiet mode. I'm just pedaling along, trying to use as much juice as possible. He's yabba dabba doing right now.
Boy got his feet out the door.
Dude, watch. I can't imagine watching a car battery on zero because we already do it with our phones in panic. Like to be in a car that's at zero, I would panic.
Yep, it's beeping at me. It's saying pull over safely as soon as you can.
And we don't have the amount of chargers.
We
don't have chargers everywhere. Like, if you go to California, they're everywhere because they just have evolved with the environment quicker than us. Duh. So you go there everywhere. Here, it's like you got to find a charger for an electric car. It's not that easy.
Could you imagine? Allie, you pull up to a store and you're like, anybody got a Mustang charger? Anybody? Anybody? not an Android, not an Apple. Anybody got a Mustang charger?
In Wisconsin.
Dog. Right. Somebody's like, nah, bro. I only carry my Tesla charger with me.
Oh, aren't you bougie? Yeah.
Matt, that was great, man.
Yeah, thanks for sharing those, Matt. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye. We got Julie, last but not least. Julie's in Burlington. Hey, Julie.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I will say first and foremost, this is something that drives my husband absolutely crazy. I will clean the toilets in the house, but I will not put gas in my car.
A recurring thing.
Touché. Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is an ongoing back and forth.
Hold on. Can I tell you something, Julie? I clean my bathrooms and put gas in my car. You too can do it, girlfriend. You can do it.
See,
you can
do
it.
You're a prime specimen right there.
Ahead of the game.
I was married. You start depending on your husband to do everything, and then you're like, I don't even know how to put gas in the car anymore. Okay.
Well, and my story is a little bit different. So I'm very much like you, where I will, you know, drive this thing on E. You know, I don't even care. I'm like, I can make it home. Well, I was on E. I knew my car was on E. It had been on E for about a day. We have a little store pretty close to our house, not far at all, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I had to run up there and go get something and ran into the store, got what I needed, came out, ran into one of my friends. It was cold. It was winter. They jumped into my car and kept my car running, totally forgot that I'm sitting there on E. And so we sat there, had a conversation for a hot minute, and just dead.
All of a sudden, the car turns off on you. Wow.
Yeah, the entire thing just gone.
And that's worse because you're not even driving.
Right.
Not at all. And then I had to explain that to my husband. And he goes, well, you knew your car was on E. Why'd you sit there in it? I just totally spaced my mind. Didn't even think about
it. The homie distracted you. That's all you got to say.
It must be another level of no F's given that your car is that low and you're just daydreaming. I mean, it's one thing. You can be like me and drive like crazy. Oh, God, I got to make it. I got to make it. She's like just in another planet. Julie's
and
like,
it wasn't even
gas.
Like it was,
what
you
gas?
Know, oh, you can hop in for 5 minutes, but I got to go real quick. You know, they hopped in and we're sitting here 15, 20 minutes. I'm not even thinking about it. And then as soon as everything went down, I'm like, oh no.
Bleep. Yeah.
She's like, oh, that has that orange light been on the whole time? No kidding. I didn't notice. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.